Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be
from Memphis, Tennessee, bring you the Seed of Prosperity Broadcast. Seed of Prosperity Broadcast. You know, and the name is strange, you know, Seed of Prosperity. That's the name of the broadcast. God said that God gave me this name, name it the Seed of Prosperity. I never would have thought of it, said the Seed, because you planted so many seeds on them, bless you. Name it the Seed of Prosperity Broadcast. And that's what I've been doing all these 20 years or so. Seed of Prosperity, that's an odd name. I was trying to get people to, I said, what name do you think I should call the broadcast? They try to put it, well, call it this, call it that. But one thing about it, when you want something, God got a name for you. God know what he wants you to name your child. If you're just seeking and asking, he know what you need to name. Certain things that you are a part of. But we don't seek the Lord for things. We don't seek the Lord. We try to do it our own self. I'll try and ask the elder people to help me. Sure, the Lord step in and let me know, this is the name I want you to name it. Seed of Prosperity Broadcast. My Lord, it does have a ring, too. That's true. This is coming from you from Memphis, Tennessee. On this Sunday evening, tune me every Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Every Sunday evening, I'm trying my best to come online. Then when I get through talking live on this broadcast, I try to transfer this over to Facebook. I got to get more involved in Facebook. I'm trying to get more involved in it. More, trying to learn more about Facebook. I come a long ways, though, I tell you that. And I don't want to get too much involved. I don't know what I'm doing and mess up what I do have. So while this is running decently, I want to keep it running decently till I learn more. Yes, this is Evangelist Betty Harris, bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. Praise the Lord. I'm dealing with today is only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. We try to do everything, but God is not in it. Some of us just working in vain for a show. We want to be seen, but God does not honor that. Only what you do for Christ will last. We want to do for a show. We want to be up for a show. We want to impress people for a show, but only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ in that. Well, John, you know, we need to remember that, because, you know, we play all kinds of, we play all kinds of games. Matthew the 16th chapter and the 25th verse, Matthew 16:26. I want y'all to remember this. Everybody need to remember this right here. So I'm going to elaborate later, further down the in this broadcast about this verse. But what is a man prosper if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what should a man get? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I can read that over. St. Matthew 16, chapter and 26 verse. But what is a man profit? For what is a man profit? The light not the bed. If he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul, of what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh, Jesus, what we gain, what does it profit us to gain the whole world and lose our soul? You know, we take our soul lightly. Lord knows we do. We take it so lightly. We take. You know. I know most time when people think they dying or something, get real sick with cancer or incurable disease, they get scared. But you know, when we walking around, and you know, we think we healthy and everything, we don't think of nothing about our soul. We take our soul for lightly. What type of man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Is it worth it? Would it be worth it? No, I don't think so. Oh, I know so. No. Ooh, the way you read about judgment, you're in Revelation, and sometimes you see it on YouTube, different people that have died and came back from the dead or came back from wherever they were, and how people was in hell or wherever they were, just in pain and just, it's miserable. Ooh. It's miserable. What shall a man profit if he should gain his whole world and lose his soul? St. Matthew 16, chapter and 26 verse. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Yeah, I'm trying to bring it out. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord gave me. And okay, in Isaiah 65:24. Before they call, I would answer. For they are yet speaking, I would hear, said the Lord. That's got another scripture too I want to read. Praise the Lord. Only what you do for Christ will end. Oh, it's so much. Only what you do for Christ will end. It's just we out there. We do all that work. Don't mean nothing. Only what you do for Christ will end. Time for a show for man. Oh, we put on a good show for man. Oh, my Lord. Oh. In Psalms 118:17. I should not die, but live and declare the words of the Lord. My Lord, only what you do for Christ will last. Doing all this work, that's why things haven't been done. That's why things so bad. We're in self. We're doing for our own benefit, our own reputation. We want to be pat on the back. Oh, she's a good girl. He's a good man. Oh, he really does a good job. But I don't know what to do for Christ to last. All that work ain't about nothing. That's what the Lord told me. Now, that's what he gave me. it brought back to my memory. I was coming to work one day this week in the morning time, going to work. You know how we are all frisky anyway, Nora? You know, I always like that. And Nora, why you made me like this? Give all my money away and do this for that and do this and do that. I said, why you make me like the other folks? See, people in need and don't want to help. Got the money, the means, and they hide it. Or if they bank, put it in a bank account and know you in need. They ain't give them all my money, you know, and you meet people that in need. I don't pray for you. And God had given you the means to pray and to give. Some people, God had given them the means to pray and to give, but people hate to tell you their money. Some of y'all got the stimulus check. Who did you bless? Who did you give anything to? What about you? I don't care how many more so-and-so got one, too. How many more got one that you know? But look, they carried you. People have carried some of you all, have carried you all the time. Paid your rent, paid your house note, paid your car note, feed the children, bless the children, gave them a ride back and forth to work, back and forth to school at one time, and then you give your ride to church and buy your lunch. Some people have carried you all, and you all got those stimulus checks, and you haven't even bought them a Coca-Cola. Not even said, huh, well, you know, you got this, you got that. You can bless. I don't care what you involved in, how much you owe. You can buy somebody a hamburger. You can buy somebody a hot dog. You can buy somebody a bag of potato chip out of your stimulus money. Yes, you can. Especially those that got a lot of children. Y'all got plenty of money. No, but you go down and you buy Nike tennis. You go get your hair done. It's all right to get your hair done. And you buy them wigs and stuff, all different colors, purple, orange, red, whatever color you want. Get your fingernails all done, you know, toenail. And then you bless that man, he got money, and then you got money, and y'all taking all that money, putting together, and he getting him another car. I have seen more cars, nice-looking, newer cars on the road that people have gotten that money. You know, really, you pay a guy's penalty, car dealer, $500,000, you can get you a car. And they nice-looking cars, you know, these nice-looking cars, you know. Yeah. Who did you bless? And then they even give the church anything. That's the one time you're in trouble. Who you call? If that church got a prayer team, put me on the prayer list, or tell your prayer team to pray for me. How many have you blessed the church? Have you given them a donation? You better not talk about giving them tithes from their money. Oh, no. See, that's why we can't be blessed. Because that money is going to be gone after a while. You all going to blow it. And sometimes you have to go right back to the same person. You should have blessed when you got that money. Once you use it all up, then you come back looking all pitiful. The baby need a pair of shoes. Oh, my utility bill is due. They about to cut off my lights and stuff. Just wait there in the heart of the summer. I'm telling you. People, I don't know what you do for Christ your last. You know? I don't know how this blend in, but it's blend in. I done said it. Yeah. People done bless you. And everything. Only what you do for Christ your last. You do things for a show. My Lord. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. I want to help. I know one day told me she was blessing her niece and everything, and so she got her stomach checked too. She said, but you know she's been having a hard time. She's blessing her niece, but she's been having a hard time too. She said, she said I didn't get paid. You know, when you're sick, you don't get paid when you don't have any vacation days left. You have to work, but you don't get paid because you don't have any days left, no vacation days. Well, you didn't give me none of yours. You know, that's what people do. Although she done blessed her many times, but now when she needs to be blessing, when she needs a little bit, a little blessing, no, well, you didn't give me none of yours. I said, whoa, that's what people do. People do you like that. You go your limit. Now, I don't care. You go your limit to help people. When they get money, they going to justify why they can't give you nothing. Well, you know, you do this, you do that, and somebody don't tell you nothing. Yeah, when they're up there crying and everything, they're about to lose their home, about to even lose their car, about to put out the apartment, all that kind of stuff, it's about to whatever the reason, you came in. You get that money, they don't get what they say, a quarter. No, I'm just telling you, this is life. And this is life. I don't care if I got $1 million. If I done bless you, you ought to be able to say, you've been so good, you've been so nice. Let me just buy you a drink. Let me buy you your dinner. Won't even buy you dinner. Well, she got money. Yeah, you're right. Only what you do for Christ, man. Excuse me. So I talked to the Lord about this. I don't know why I have to be the one to give help people. Why I had to be the one, always do without. Why I had to be the one to be low on the totem pole. Why you give me this gift? So why I had to the gift of giving, and the gift of compassion, and help people and be compassionate for people. You know, I want to be like the rest of them. Don't feel compassion for nobody, not even a dog. Yes, you do. You get tired of people using you. But you know what the Lord told me? Now, you know, God give you these gifts. God give you these. He touch your heart to bless people. He gave me this scripture. What does a man profit to gain the whole world and lose his soul? When I got through talking to the Lord, that's what he gave me. What does a man profit if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? He told me that. I shut my mouth up. That was this week. Sometimes I think about, you're sick of this. Then I turn to my mind. Lord, let me shut up. God, let me know. You worry about that little something, that little nickels and dimes you give me, that little do this and do that. And I can do more for you than anybody can do. I can bless you so abundantly. I can make you a millionaire overnight. And here you come talking about you don't want to do this and do that. If I tell you, and I'm telling you what to do, I'm touching your heart to do this and do that. I'm in it. And you disobey this, you going to disobey me? You going to disobey me? I'm telling you what to do. I'm leading you by the Spirit to do this and do that. And you going to disobey me? What's your man proper to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You want to be happy on this earth and be tight and stingy and don't want to help anybody? What about Judgment Day? When is my time to shine? What about Judgment Day when you have to stand before the throne? What about Judgment Day? It's not worth it. That little chump chain you giving, that little blessing you so-called giving, and I'm telling you to do it, and you're going to complain, and you want to disobey me, and you want to have yourself a good time. You know, sin is just for a season. You can have sin. You be in sin for just a season. Sin won't last forever. It's just for a season, and then you got to face judgment. Yeah, he got on my case. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He let me know only what you do for Christ with lead. You got to meet me one day. And you worry about this little mess you on this earth, what you don't have, and you're tired of giving. You're tired of obeying me. You're tired of helping people. Self, an old self, rising up. But the Holy Ghost brought it down. Yes, he did. Now, you're right. Yes, he did. God Almighty, who I was talking to, God Almighty, let me know. Just by nothing. Do what I tell you to do. I take care of the rest. Just do what I tell you to do. Yes, this is Evangelist Betty Harris, bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. Yes, that's the truth. People bless people and don't want, and when they get their little money and stuff, they ain't studying about you. But if you give as unto the Lord, from your heart, and God gave you to give, you can rejoice and say, Lord, I thank you. It doesn't matter. The chump chain doesn't matter. I don't care if $1 million, a chump chain in God's eyesight. You know what? $1 million is just like a penny in God's eyesight. It ain't about nothing. He complaining and you know, this and that. And I ain't give my money. It's all right. Just do what God tell you to do. Just obey God. Just obey him. Just obey the Lord. We are disobedient. That's why we're having a hard time. We have not obeyed the Lord. We think we're doing something smart, and we think we getting away with it. God telling you to do this. God telling you to do that, and you not doing it. Oh, God got your number. He got your number. He got your number. Can you chew? You can see the prosperity broadcast. When you see the prosperity broadcast, yes, only what you do for Christ with land. My God, my God. It won't stand up in judgment. It won't stand up. It won't stand up. Only what you do for Christ with land. My God, my God. God gave me that. He dealt with me. He dealt with me. Yes, he did. Shoot. He wasn't playing with me. He wasn't playing with me. My God, my God. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, I said, shocked me. It shocked me. It shut my mouth up. I said, oh, Lord, I bet if I had seen my face, I bet my mouth would have been open. God did not play. I know he does not play with me. No, he does not. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, we're going to pray after a while. Let me have a song on. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yeah, let's see what we're going to. Let's see, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Sure. Yes, Lord. Yes, I know God kidnapped my brother. Yes, he did. He shed my mind for real good. God is awesome. He's awesome God. God is awesome God. Only what you do for Christ remains. People, we got to realize that. We go around in circles. We're doing this and doing that. And it's not of God. For a show, dipping and running. We're going sometimes, somebody doing too much. Which I know church, you don't go to church as much as you do. You don't go to church as much now as you used to because of the epidemic. But you're doing too much in that church. Too much. And God is not in it. God is not in it. This lady was doing so much. Oh, she could even, when I put that sign on the broadcast up in the 80s, you know, the 80s it was rough for me and just getting started. God told me 2 times to bless you, but we were having so much in this, so much going on in the church. I didn't do it. Now, what is going on so much that you can do what God told you? You can do what God told you to do. In other words, it was too much going on. That was not of God. Because if God don't bless, if that thing was so important, God won't tell you to do something that He won't take care of. Your situation. If he told that lady to bless me, God got he was gonna bless the church. I mean, the church wasn't no suffering by what she would have given me. You know, God stand by his people. He stand by. He will never leave you on the limb. He will never leave you out there to swim by yourself. You know you can't swim. He won't leave you out there on the ship when the ship is about to be torn apart with the tornado and storm. He won't do that. Man would do it, but God, God will always have a way for you to escape, and He would bless you even more so. Only what she was doing itself, trying to please man. You can't do it. You can't please man and God too. You can't serve two masters. Either love one and hate the other, or hate the other and love the other, or hate one, love the other, or love the other. And then hate the other. Or whichever way it goes, sure. Oh, I had it written down. Because you can't serve two masters. We're trying to serve two masters. We need to get right. We need to get right. Oh, Jesus. All this sickness going on, my Jesus. We need to get right. All this epidemic and all kinds of sickness. My God, my God. Oh, my Lord. Jesus. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good lot medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. I hear one thing was that we worry about things. I worry. Sometimes things not as bad as we think they are. But you worry. You can worry yourself sick. Worry. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the many blessings. I thank you. But what you is to me and what you are to me, and then what you have brought me out of, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the people tuning me in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those are many problems. It's many problems, many situations, many needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, many needs. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Usher, God, in the name of Jesus, hear Usher, Father, those Usher, Father, people got Usher. Hear the Usher, anybody, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch those Usher, hear that stomach problem, hear those stomach problems, Father, that digestive system problem, in the name of Jesus, in their body. They can't keep nothing on their stomach. Come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Come against that virus in the stomach in the name of Jesus. 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 That those breathing, the lung condition. Come against the lung condition in the name of Jesus. Let that breathing come forth like it should in the name of Jesus. That the lung, touch those lungs, touch those conditions in the lung, in the body. That breathing, Father, in the name of Jesus. That throat problem. My brother been operating on this throat. heal the throat, Father, the thyroid, in the name of Jesus. Touch his body, touch his throat, in the name of Jesus. Touch my sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring healing, healing, healing to her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now. Wherever she is right now, whatever she's doing, let the Holy Spirit touch her. My brother, in the name of Jesus, touch his body, touch his body, in the name of Jesus. From crown his head to sore his feet, oh, my, say to the utmost, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord, to set him free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, let him come to you, Lord. When it comes to you, that burden he's been carrying for years, lift the burden off of him, Father. Let him give it to you, Lord. Let him repent to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Set him free, Father. Set him free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those diabetes. Those diabetes. Ah, Lord, touch their body. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The sweat in the leg, the sweat in the feet, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that sits on the cyst in the body, on the wound, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cancer, breast cancer. Ah, throat cancer. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you can hear. No matter what, you can hear, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtues go over the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch. Oh, hammer, touch. Touch that body. Touch that mind. In the name of Jesus, make things straight now. Give them the revelation of what to do, where to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, move on his airways, Father. Move on the airways, Father. Through his airways, let it go. For in the Lord, your anointing, let it flow in the atmosphere, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch, touch, touch. I'm just a vessel. Oh, speak to me, Father. Speak to me now in the name of Jesus. You know what the people need. You know the needs out there. Meet every need, Lord. Meet every need. Oh, touch, touch. Let your spirit, oh, just breathe on the Holy Spirit. Breathe on the people. Breathe on the ailment. Oh, the person in this hospital bed. Oh, wrestling, can't sleep, racking with pain. Come in the room. Come in the room. Spread out on the Father. Holy Ghost, spread. Touch, touch, touch. Touch. Touch, touch, like in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch the eyes, touch the ears. In the name of Jesus. Having teeth problems, gum problems. In the name of Jesus. Oh, upsetting in the mouth. In the name of Jesus. Pain, the tooth pain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can't wear people. They can't wear shoes. Oh, bless Lord. Hear the feet. Hear the feet. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Let healing take place, Lord. Let healing take place around here. Let deliverance take place. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We need you, we need you, we need you. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see.
Okay.
While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life. I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. thought about giving up. You said trust in me. If you hold on and faint now, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, God is you. I'm coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, my. Thank you, Brother Harry. You can call this number while I'm on the air, 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. Call this, that's my call-in number. Those that want to call in. Those that want to call in, oh, Jesus, they can call in. But to me, every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. 2 hours. I think 2 hours of praying, talking, playing music, praying. You want this to be a broadcast of prayer, you write me at Post Office Box 7516. 03 Memphis, Tennessee, 38175, post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Yeah, you know, God did with you, and first he's going to tell you all, but let me know that this is going to be a broadcast of prayer. Pray. So many needs out there. We need to pray. Pray. Amen. You talk a little while, you say a few words, but it's prayer time. People going through, they're going through. Father, in the name of Jesus, on the sound of my voice, touch and move. Spirit, move over the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. No more I, but you, Father. Oh, pray through me, Father. Pray through me, Father, that people can be blessed and touched. I don't want flesh to be glorified, but you, only you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place over this airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the healing take place, Lord. Healing take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're able to heal everything that needs to be healed. You're able to touch everything that needs to be touched, healed, and touched, Lord. And set free, Father, and on the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Got to cry out to you. Got to cry out to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I got to cry out to you, Lord. Oh, there's so many needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Give strength to the body, strength to the mind. Oh, and give me what to pray for. Give me how to pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch the people's heart, touch their body, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch their body, Lord.
They're going through, touch their body, let healing take place in their household, in their marriage, in the name of Jesus, between the children, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let healing take place in between these different family, Lord. And they have lost their loved ones, and they're different in the argument, Lord. Bring peace and harmony in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So much going on, so much going on. Violence, shooting everywhere. Violence in the neighborhood, violence in the church, the true neighborhood, Lord. This virus, violence, I come against it, Lord. You know the reason. Say them, take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Change the mind, change the heart. Save, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let salvation take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Change the mind, change the heart. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord. Touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. God. God, now my God. Say. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Your need, and you said, I know, but tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today. Better do.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Everyone out there need prayer, a special prayer. You want prayer right now? Just call this number, 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. God is good. God can hear anything. He can do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. So I can depend on. There's nothing too hard for him. When this and that, no, he can hear. I don't care if you didn't hear your friend. I don't care if your friend never did. If you never did, you get healed. Yeah, whatever, your loved one never did get healed. God still heals. Jesus know how to heal. He still heals. Now, why they weren't healed, I do not know. But I know I can depend on my Jesus. He can heal and set free and make things all right. My God, my God. Check yourself. Check your heart. Check your mind. Sometimes we want God to do all this. God wants us to change our heart. We hold grudges against one another. With attitude. Look, it's time out to drop these attitudes. These attitudes are not worth nothing. Not worth a dime. D-I-M-E. Not worth nothing. Not what it says. Not worth the milk you put in bread. Not worth the sugar you put in bread. Not worth the butter you put in bread. Not even worth the honey you put on. You spread on your toast. These grudges. Let us get right and go to church and let's go home. All this hanky-panky stuff. Look, get right. They not going to go your way. We all make mistakes. We all need to turn our heart to the Lord. We need to repent daily. We need to try to get it right daily, daily, daily. Help me, Lord. Help me. Call out to him. Call out to him. We just run around. Don't care nobody but for ourselves. Doing everything we want to do. If we get in trouble, then we're going to cry out to the Lord. God is a good God. He is a merciful God. But you know, God, you understand? And then you get right back doing the same thing. I had a brother, he was at death door too one time, and I prayed. I knew he was at death door because when I know he was. Now, I wasn't the only one to pray for him, but I know what I did. I was on my knees praying. I said, when I got up praising and shouting. And then he said they were trying to get something down his throat or something. He had five bypasses at one time. So he said, but he said they couldn't get it right. And he said, but they finally got it right. I said to myself, yeah, they got it right because I had prayed it through. Well, they had to get it right. Name of Jesus. Have to get this thing right. You're always bickering and arguing and hold judgment about somebody did it. I'm tired of it. Time out. I know if we get tired, what about the Lord? You know the Lord get tired too. Tired of this hanky-panky child stuff. Your husband did that, your wife did that. Forget that mess. You got to face Jesus one day. They're holding all them grudges and stuff. But it doesn't matter. Folks dying left and right. Dying. They are literally dying. They're not getting sick. They dying. And we holding grudges, and we don't want to do this, and I ain't going to do that, and I'm not this, yang, yang, yang. But get that. The love of God. If you don't have it like you should, ask God to come into your heart and put that love. If God put that love of him in your heart, you'd be surprised what you won't do and say. You go your limit. Mom, God, not in our heart. We talk this thing. We talk it. We don't walk it. We talk it. We just talk. We talk holiness. We talk goodness. We talk kindness. But what do you do? People don't watch what you say. They watch what you do. Nobody has to tell you this or you that. They will tell you themselves, she's a nice person. He's a nice person. You don't have to tell yourself, pat yourself on back. I know I'm good. I know I help people. You don't have to say nothing. God, the folks will tell the story. You either help people or else you don't. You either give or else you not. And they would let you know if you're a tight person and you're stingy and don't want to help, don't want to give, they would let you know too. They would let the people know, honey, she's tight as a band on a hat. Girl, she's tight. He won't give you a dime. He won't give you the salt that you put in bread. You know how people do? They hold on, they want to help one another, and then tight, and do a whole lot of talking.
whole lot of talking and not going to do anything but talk. Mm-mm. We got to get away from this. We got to get it like, we got to get it like the Lord wants to get it. And we don't have it right. We don't have it like the Lord wants to have it. We don't have it now. No, we don't have it. We don't have it. We don't have it. Lord knows we got to help. He got to help us. Got to help us. Oh, Lord, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, you got to help us. You got to pray to the Lord now. Life is too short, too short. Okay, 90 years old, life is short. My Lord, my Lord. You got to get right. You got to get right. You got to get right. Playing church. Playing church. We pray that God does not see us. God see you. God see you. Oh, Lord. God see you. My Lord. Time to get right with the Lord. Time to get right.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain filled with blood. We put a little twist on this, but it says there is a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all. Stay right there. Say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Yeah. And as a sinner one day I plunge beneath that flood, and I'm here to tell you I lost all. They're guilty. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. And he's the Holy One. And still today, if sinners will plunge beneath that flood, they'll lose all. Jesus was crucified. He was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. And my prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all grave. But the blessed hope is that on the other side, on the other side, in a nobler and a sweeter song, I'll still lift my voice and sing thy power to save. He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is Betty Harris, Evangelist Betty Harris. And see the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. Now, let me get on somebody else. So, oh, y'all got all this money. Y'all have, how many times have you given your church a donation, a tithe, and off and off of that money, or anything? Yes, I'm talking about. When the church is this and that, and the church is one money, look. When you're in trouble, who you go to? You go to the church, some of the church members. The Christian woman, the Christian man to be at church all the time. You go to her, pray for me, pray for my loved one, pray for my son, pray for my daughter. You go to call the pastor, as you call one of the deacons. And then yet, and then you know you want to give the church a donation? Yeah. That's right. You need to give the church a donation. You got enough money to give the church a donation. Don't even think about giving the church a donation. Well, he just want money. Look, you know, you're not going to give him that much anyway. Boy, you spend more money than getting that fancy hairdo. And those Nike shoes, those tennis shoes, someone paid $200 or $300 or more for tennis shoes for somebody to steal it off your feet. My Lord. Yes, they do. Yeah, you buy one of these fancy purses, pay $5,000 for a purse. I seen one in person with that beautiful purse. I like it. But sometimes this lady has so much in her purse, it lost the shape. It lost the beauty of it. You know, women can stuff so much in the purse, that purse get out of shape. It won't even look glamorous anymore. It look like a piece of junk. I'm telling you. We do. She had so much stuff in it. It was all punched out and all stretched out. It didn't look good, but it was the same fancy $5,000 purse. I'm telling you too, you can put too much in these purses. It takes away the beauty. Y'all know I'm telling you. You know, we put everything in these purses, man. Yeah, this is Vance Betty Harris. This is the broadcast I'm on. I'm the host on this broadcast. And try to hit everything that the Lord want me to hit. I sure do, because you never know where death lies. You might not see me, might not hear me anymore, and you might not be here anymore. We don't know where death lies. So, you know, we need to take one step at a time, 1 minute at a time, and 1 second. You never know where death lies. You never know when you're going to see the last person the last time, or hear that person voice the last time. The people dropping dead. Not only are they dying, they're dropping dead. Shoot. That's why I try to take the easy with my sisters and brothers. You don't never know where death lies. Oh, my Lord. And I try to take it easy. So once they're dead, you can't go back and say, I'm sorry. I know my brother. Oh, my Lord. One of my brothers just died. I sure do miss my brother. I used to be down there all the time. He was tight, but, you know, God told me to bless him. And that's what I did. I blessed him and helped him to keep their house, you know. Yeah, you miss him. You think you won't miss him, but you better be careful. You will. But I don't have anything to regret. So that's why he was in the land of living. I gave my own to him and his wife. Oh, I gave my own. So I don't feel guilty about that. Through the Lord, I wish I had done more. I wish I had done this. That's why you do when you're able to do, people. I'm telling you, some of y'all need to do right now. You're holding back. Don't want to help. And holding grudges with folks all down through the year. That old stuff. That old school. Shoot. People dying and stuff. You know, you don't want nothing. That when that person died, you feel sorry. Lord, I could have visited more. I could have talked to him more. I could have said yes to her more. But I didn't. It doesn't have to be your loved ones. It could be a friend, a neighbor, a manager. You know, we put out too much for the marvel that God wants us to do today. He wants not a thing he wants us to do today. Don't put it out.
Well, I called her in the morning. No, you called her now. I write her after a while. No, you write her now. I go over there after a while. No, you go over there now. God, you know, God, go. It's a timetable. And we don't know our time, but God knows. But this is why God leads us to do a lot of things, because we don't know the things that's going to confront us or confront them. That's why you know, God gives you warning. He gives you warning, but we won't listen to the warning. We won't, our ears are not tuned to the warning, because we got so much on our mind by other things. By other things. My God, my God. Oh, my. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let me see. Philippians, the fourth chapter, and the sixth to the seventh verse, I would not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every situation, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continuing to make my request known to God. God, peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount God over my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Okay, that's it. Okay, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God has not given me a spirit of timidity and fear. He has given me a spirit of power and love and of a calm and well-balanced mind, discipline, and self-control. Oh, my Lord. Oh, okay, Proverbs 4:20-22. I attend to God's word and submit to his saying. I will keep them in my sight and in the center of my heart. They are life to me and healing to my whole body. We need to read that again. Proverbs 4:20-22. I attend to God's word and submit to his saying. I will keep them in my sight and in the center of my heart. They are life to me and healing to my whole body. Oh, God. Get these scriptures. And we need to keep on saying these different scriptures. Get healing. Most of them, so many of them got internet. Get on the internet and get some healing scriptures. Scriptures that will help you reach up to the Lord. Healing scriptures. Delivering scriptures. You sit there and look at do research. You research by everything else on Facebook. Stay on Facebook for everything you want. Get in these, Google some things, and get healing scriptures, and read it over there for your household. Whatever the problem is, they got scriptures for everything in the Bible. Everything in the Bible, there's scriptures for to give you strength, and give you deliverance, and give you peace of mind. Get in the Word. Read it. Don't be sitting on this Facebook for nothing. Oh, my baby daddy, I had a nice birthday party. This is my dog. You know, this is my new hairdo. You know, get in the scripture. Read the scripture. Call it out. In the scripture, do everything, but get in that scripture. My Lord, there's power in the scripture. There's power in the word of God. There's deliverance in the word of God. The devil can't stand the word of God. It's powerful. My Lord. Yes.
I'm going away. Thank you.
Yes, yes. One day we got to meet him. One day we might meet him. It's better to have everybody you see in the Prosperity Broadcast. Some of you remember Tennessee. Even God good, even God good. I'm doing only what you do for Christ and man. That was the Lord spoke to me. And I'm fussing because I'm tired of doing this. You know, you get tired of doing what's right a lot of times. You know what? You get tired of doing what's right. So I'll let you know, wait a minute. Only what you do for Christ and man. You know, flesh is something else. Flesh is something else. Flesh is a book of air. You get tired of doing what's right. Want to get into something. My God, my God. But I thank God for his guidance. I thank God. Yes, yes, yes. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes. I'm putting you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. God is a healer. He can deliver. He can set free. My God, my God. My God.
You know, we think
we got somebody when you know Jesus, you got somebody. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We want to do our own thing. Let me see. Obedience. What in Proverbs? What this says in Proverbs? Oh, Psalms 119:44. I will keep on obeying your instruction forever and ever. Psalm 119:44. all these different versions. But God hear you. You know, we're going through so many problems. Oh, we're going through so much. God is good to us. He's good to us. Better to us than we've been to ourselves. Better to us than we be to our better man. Some of y'all have something else. You don't want to speak. You don't want to help one another. You criticize. You see him walking in the rain. Won't even give him a ride, you know. See him walking in the rain. Won't even say, look, I got a raincoat that you can have. We need to put down all these grudges and animosity and jealousy and hatred and get right with the Lord. Get right with the Lord, hold grudges. You know, we want God to do something. He's so nice to us, but are we nice to people? We want God to do this for us. Just do us, we'll just bless us. But what do we do? We don't try to help our fellow man. We don't try to do nothing. But do the thing about ourselves. Only what you do for Christ for man. Oh, Jesus. So I have to change my old way of thought. Sometimes old flesh, you get tired. Now. Get tired of people using you. Now, I ain't lying. You get tired of people using you because you nice and kind-hearted and a giving type of person. Honey, folks will walk over you. They include the saint and the sinner. The saint just as bad as the sinner. All these Christian folks, They would talk and call you out of your house and home, calling food off your table, calling money out your pocketbook. Sure will. Guns, gas out your car. Church folks. We don't have to deal with the sinner. Church people. If you get the church people in the right place, oh, you can make it. It's the church people. They're going under the name Jesus. I know the man. But does he know you? Church folks, don't you have to deal with? Have to deal with the sinner. Some sinners better than church people. Some sinners treat you better than church people. It's bad to say they do. They treat you better than church folks. Church folks, something else. It's something else. Going to name, oh, Jesus, they call Jesus in a minute. Time trouble here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, help me, Jesus. In a minute. Won't do their own thing. Church people. Church people are hurt and ruining more people. Church people. We're not dealing on the outside of church. Church people. And you wonder why so-and-so doesn't go to church, why your husband doesn't go, why your wife doesn't go. They see you. They see the church right there in their household. They see the church, and they don't like what they see. You know, that was bold, and that was, you know, he don't want your loved one saved, and they see you, the worst of you. One time the girl was telling me about her mother. was sick, and she had a breathing problem. And she was saying that, you know, her mother didn't want to talk to somebody and got tired of talking to him. She had to start acting like she just can barely breathe. And so they get off the phone. But see, her daughter told me that. And see, she shouldn't have let her daughter see her do that. And we're going in the name holiness now. You better for her to say, I can't talk in the loner. Then act like you, as if, who you about to just can't barely breathe. So they can get off that phone. Isn't that something? She might have done me like that. I don't know. You know, you never know what people do a lot of things. People do a lot of things. You'd be surprised what people don't do to you. You don't know about it, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised to talk about it behind your back. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. And some of you won't. Y'all doing the same thing as
you. Even though things don't always go my way, determined in my heart to always say I must go on in spite of the cost, or nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
face, Lord. I want to see him face to face, Lord. Knows I do. Oh, Lord Jesus, life is, oh, my Lord, life is something else. My Lord, my Lord. This is Beth Betty Harris. Get right me. I'll be on Facebook after I get through here. 347, call this number, 347-850-1971. Yes, this is the broadcast. Oh, my Lord. God bless me with it. All these years in the 80s, ever since the 80s, praise the Lord, I got me one. You wonder why God picked you, but he chose me. I didn't choose this broadcast. He chose, he gave it to me, dropped it in my lap. I gave birth to it, though. But that's what I gave birth. You know what I was birthing? But I was birthing the ministry. Oh, God. I was birthing the ministry. My God, my God. Now they're going all over the world. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Let me see. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm talking about only what you do for Christ the Lamb. What you do for Christ the Lamb. Take me to the King. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Yes, Lord. Take me to the King. Yes, this is Benjamin Harris. When God good, he goes. He is so good. I'm trying to get this on. My Lord. Tell you, these electronic stuff, I don't know what's going on. You turn your back on this thing you know is all out of whack. Turning this way, turning that way. Yes, Lord. Fans better have it when you see the prosperity broadcast. I don't know what you do for Christ for last. Find out what you're doing, Brother Lord. Find out what you're doing. Is it from the heart? Is it from the heart? Doing all this thing in the church these days and do this and do that, but is it from the heart? I don't know what you do for Christ for last. I got on my case, running my mouth, tired of this and tired of that. You. I wonder what you do for Christ your land. Be obedient. No, we disobey the Lord. Oh, self. Yeah, self was in the way. Old self was talking to him. I'm tired of doing this and tired of doing that. Y'all let me know. Straighten your little self up now. Straighten your little self up. Y'all let you know. Wait a minute. Straighten up now. You know, you say, all right, now come on down. Come on down. Y'all let you know, come on down now. Come on down. You know how we like to talk to the Lord? Like we somebody. I guess the Lord, listen there. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. All right, come on down now. Know who you talking to? Mm-mm. Disobedient. We got to obey the voice of the Lord, whatever he tell us. Whatever he tell us to do. Because like my mother said, he's not going to tell you nothing wrong. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. He's not going to tell you anything wrong. Buckle down. We have to buckle down. We're going to do our own thing. Buckle down because he would not tell you nothing wrong. Oh, my Lord. I'm trying to get this thing together. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. We don't want, you know, but old flesh don't want to do. We want to do what we want to do. Now, that's one thing for sure. I don't care how saved we are. Old flesh gets in the way. That's our problem. We want to do what we want to do, not what God wants us to do. We want to do what we want to do, and that's it. I got over. No matter how you got over by the grace of God, she made it. That's how you got over by the grace of God. We had never turn our nose up at people and the situation they in. My God, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. I don't have 20 more minutes. Praise the Lord. Oh. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to pray for the people. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given me. I thank God. Lord, I thank you. Bless the people that tune me in, heal their body, touch them, Lord, whatever they are, whatever the pains are in the body, arthritis in the shoulders, in the joints, Lord. The shoulders problem, Lord. You got arthritis. They can't raise their arm up, Father. But just lift it, Father, in the name of Jesus. They can't raise their arm up over their head. Heal and deliver and set free. I come against the inflammation in the body, in the joints, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. So much ailment. So many sickness. So many diseases. Oh, Jesus. Help the people. Help, Father, over this broadcast. Over this broadcast, let healing take place, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch as anointing go up in the atmosphere. Let it touch and deliver in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those that are in the nursing home, go to the nursing home, Lord. On the sound of my voice, touch and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them know they're not alone, that you love them, you love them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They treat the elderly people so bad. Not only in the nursing home, but place after place. They treat the elderly so bad. The old mother and old grandmother and old granddaddy and old granddaddy, old elderly daddy and your loved ones, they treat it so bad. Take all their money, Father, and they don't care. Push them in the back room. Don't come and see them by them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch them, Lord. You got to help the elderly. You got to help us, Lord. You got to help us. You got to help us, Lord. You got to intervene for us, Father. You are on the hope. You are only God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, encourage the heart, Father, the senior citizens, the baby boomers, Lord. Some of them having a hard time, Father, in the name of Jesus. The children have pushed them aside, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They have worked for them. They have given their all in all, Lord. Oh, God, they treat them so bad, Lord. And the children treat the elderly so bad. The baby boomers having a hard time with the children and grandkids. In the name of Jesus, intervene, let healing take place, let healing take place. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, those that have to go to dialysis, Lord, go in that dialysis room, Father. Go and get in that dialysis machine, Father, that body, touch that body, let healing take place, kidney transplant, let healing take place. In the name of Jesus, in the name of lung transplant, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hip replacement. In the name of Jesus, touch and heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, in the name of Jesus. Bursitis, in the name of Jesus. Bronchitis, in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal. They're breathing, Lord. Let their breathing, Lord, those lungs. Oh, massage the lungs. Let healing take place in the lungs. That they're breathing and coming back to go back to normal, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch their body, touch their limbs, Lord, the joints, Lord, the joints, in the name of Jesus, in the knees, in the hands, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, Jesus. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. They're sick in their body. I am penicillin. Where they cut me, they've been cut on, Lord. Let healing take place where they've been cut on, in the name of Jesus. They can't stop the blood flow. The blood, God, stop the blood, Father. Heal, dry the blood up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Let healing take place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Whatever the healing that we need, Father, under the sound of my voice, let healing take place. Even in that marriage, heal that marriage. Bring that marriage back together again. Save those loved ones. Save those children. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord. This is bad, better Harry. Yes, Lord. God will take care of you. God will take care of me.
God will take care of them.
Dismay. Whatever betide, God will take care.
Yes, sir.
He will take, he will take care.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. God will take care of you. Yeah, let the church say amen. God will take care of you.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
Yes, Lord, let the church say amen. It's all right. Oh, my Lord, let the church say amen. Say amen. Only what you do for Christ will end. Let the church say amen. Only what you do for Christ will end. That's my topic for the day. And what God gave me. You know, I'm running my mouth, complaining. Don't want to do what God want me to do. Yeah, he meant to be in the hand with no flesh rise. But God brought it down. Now, only what you do for Christ will end. Don't be a, you know, don't, you can't fight against the Holy Spirit. Sure. You do what he tell you to do. And say, Lord, I thank you. Yeah, God know how to put you in place when he want to use you and he want to bless you. He want to bless you. But, you know, he know how to put you in place fast, in a hurry. Only what you do for Christ will end. You obey me, obey me, obey me. God got a special blessing for us, for so many of us, but you know what, we throw it away because we don't want to obey the Lord. We don't want to do it God's way. We want to do it our way. God has a blessing for so many of us, but we throw it in the garbage, throw it in the fire. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. God no respect to person. You be to him, you be good to him, he be good to you. You're not going to child. You be good. Then what you do for that child is so nice and manable and obedient. You do, you go out your way to help them, to bless them. What about the one always into trouble and always sassing you and always don't want to do this and don't want to do that? You don't go out your way to help them. You help a lesson to the Lord, but you don't go that special mile. But the one that act nice and lovable and do what you tell them to do, obedient, you try to get what they want. You try to really please and make them happy. You don't go overboard, but you try to make them happy. And it wasn't certain things. You try to get them from. You know, the bad, that bad person, they keep up hell in school, keep up hell everywhere they go. Oh, Jesus, no. Uh-uh. You get what you get. Mm-mm. Nothing special here. That's what the Lord works. You give God your all. You give God your best. God will give you his best and above his best. Above, up high. Best. Good, better, and best. He give you his best. Keep on giving you his best. Only what you do for Christ will last. That's best. You know, I was trying to send my tithes and offer to my church on a Giverify. I put them all in different churches and stuff. I said, Lord, all these different churches, and someone's messing this world, and someone's messing these neighborhoods, and someone's messing these cities, and someone's messing this on these streets. What's going on here? He pulled up in churches after churches. What a power. What all these churches and all these shooting and stuff. Oh, God, no. We talking on one hand, but God know the heart. God know what you're doing. My God, it's bad. Something got to give. All these churches. Oh, so many churches. Put it up. Look at the telephone record. It's beautiful. Oh, my Lord. Well, my time, I don't have a 90 seconds. Let me pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the people, bless the people, bless the people. Touch the heart. Let healing take place over this radio. Let healing take place over the airways, in the atmosphere. Oh, God, let your anointing flow. Let it touch the different household in the name of Jesus, the different place where this broadcast is going. Touch their heart. Touch their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch here. Heal in the name of Jesus. Set free in the name of Jesus. That is lay down the bow down head, Father, in the name of Jesus. Unstop the ears, Lord. Some of them can't hear. Unstop the ears. Some of them can't speak. They don't be able to speak. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, some of them can't see. Open the eyes that they might see in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Move this afternoon. Move, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move and touch. Let this broadcast go far and near. Anoint the Lord. Anoint this broadcast to do the work you wanted to do. Anoint it, Father. Anoint me to speak your word. Anoint me to pray the prayer that you want me to pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch me, Lord, that I can reach the people that hear and can take place under the anointing of the voice. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, get a hold to me. In the name of Jesus, take me higher in you, Lord. Bless the people. Bless the people. People, let healing take place. Let deliverance take place
dry the tears from the eyes, rain down the bowed down head. Let them give you the honor. Let them give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, yeah. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord.